You're listening to SBS News.
In his first official media appearance after becoming Liberal Party leader, Scott Morrison promised to rebuild trust lost through months of public infighting.
Today our team needs to look after the events of this week and how that's impacted on them, and where there needs to be changes, they will be made, and where there needs to be continuity, then that will be maintained.
Since then, Mr. Morrison's prime ministership has faced several challenges: the loss of a majority in Parliament, historic losses on legislation, and accusations of Islamophobia and misogyny. Despite this, and despite opinion polls consistently showing the coalition trailing Labor on a two-party preferred basis, those same polls also show Mr. Morrison is preferred to Labor leader Bill Shorten as prime minister. Dr. Zare Gazarian, a political scientist at Monash University, says Mr. Morrison has done a decent job given the circumstances of his appointment as party leader.
The clearest way that Morrison has been able to steady the ship is in terms of trying to shift focus away from the personalities within the Liberal Party to more about policies that the party itself would rather focus on. In terms of border security, national security, managing the economy effectively, the Liberal Party is seeing that as an area that it can try and position itself as a strong leader on.
A practicing Christian, Mr. Morrison is a vocal supporter of religious freedom and an opponent of marriage equality. Before being elected to federal parliament in 2007 to represent the division of Cook in New South Wales, Mr. Morrison was the managing director of Tourism Australia from 2004 to 2006. There, he was responsible for a now infamous ad campaign, which was banned in Britain for being too risque.
So where the bloody hell are you?
Mr. Morrison was appointed to the opposition front bench after the 2010 election, and following the coalition's victory at the 2013 election, he became Immigration Minister under Tony Abbott. During his time in that role between 2013 and 2014, Mr. Morrison set up Operation Sovereign Borders, a hardline immigration policy aimed at stopping asylum seekers from arriving by boat. While Mr. Morrison continues his tough asylum seeker rhetoric to this day, he appeared to display a rare departure from it at a public event last year.
You know, politics is not for the faint-hearted, and you've got to be prepared to carry the burden of decisions. And you'll find yourself on your knees, you'll find yourself in tears, you'll find yourself wrestling with this tough stuff.
You've been on your knees in tears.
Of course I have. Why wouldn't I be?
Mr. Morrison announced the reopening of the Christmas Island Immigration Processing Centre following the passage of the so-called Medivac Law in February, claiming it would trigger a new influx of asylum seeker boats. He quickly produced a warning video directed at those considering travelling to Australia illegally.
The Australian government has zero tolerance for people smuggling and illegal boat travel to Australia. No one who attempts an illegal boat journey to Australia will ever be allowed to settle here.
Between his stints as Immigration and Prime Minister, Mr. Morrison served as Treasurer from 2015 to 2018. During this time, voters responded positively to his mantra of jobs and growth and the gradual erosion of national debt. He also repeatedly voted against setting up a royal commission into the banking and financial services industry, instead denigrating Labor's push to set it up.
I don't know what the Royal Commission is apparently into, but more sadly, neither does Bill Shorten.
Well,
it is nothing more than a populist whinge from Bill Shorten.
The Commission's final report delivered a scathing verdict of a greed-driven industry, identifying 24 cases of potentially criminal activity. Mr. Morrison heads into the federal election having won the Liberal Party back some of the support it lost in the time before and shortly after he became leader. But Monash University's Dr. Gazarian isn't sure it's enough to win the coalition the election.
He has been able to be that new leader fairly effectively. The problem, of course, that he has is that the damage was pretty much already done by the time he became the new Prime Minister. The Liberal Party was so factionalised and so fractured that it's been a really hard challenge for him to unify his colleagues.
Dr. Jill Shepherd, a lecturer at the Australian National University's School of Politics, agrees.
There's not much chance that the coalition will be returned and that Scott Morrison will stay Prime Minister. I think the country is probably ready for a change of government. This is what we're seeing in opinion polls lately. But we also know that anything can happen in Australian politics, so it's by no means certain that we'll see a change of government in May.
Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.